Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. I'm so excited to dig into this casebook from the Students Consulting Club at the University of St. Gallen. It's packed with strategic and financial concepts, plus real-world case studies. What a treasure trove.
Seriously, this casebook 2019 is like a cheat sheet for anyone interested in consulting or business in general. It starts with the basics, supply and demand, and goes all the way to complex stuff, like portfolio analysis and market entry modes. It's a bit dense, but I feel so much smarter just skimming through it.
I know, right? It's like a mini MBA in a book. The strategic concepts section is super helpful. SWOT analysis, Porter's five forces, stuff I always hear about, but now I finally understand properly.
Yeah, and the way they break down those concepts is so clear. Like with Porter's five forces, they actually explain, you know, how each force can influence industry profits and what you can do to mitigate those pressures. Brilliant.
Totally. And they don't just throw theory at you. The case studies in part two are amazing. Cases from Bain, BCG, McKinsey, Roland Berger, EY, Horvath & Partners, and Accenture. You get to see how these concepts are applied in real-life situations, like figuring out growth strategies for a bike tour company or evaluating a potential acquisition for a pharmaceutical giant.
Wow, the BioFuture acquisition case from McKinsey, such a complex situation with biologicals R&D, drug pipelines, and integration risks. It makes you appreciate the challenges these companies face.
No kidding. And the DeConsa case, also McKinsey, about designing financial services for remote communities in Mexico. So fascinating. It really shows how business can be a force for good.
But there's a bunch of finance in there, too. Net present value, cost accounting, financial ratios. It's helpful they include that because, you know, you can't really develop a solid business strategy without understanding the financial implications.
Absolutely. I'm really impressed by how practical this casebook is. It's not just theoretical mumbo jumbo. You could actually use this stuff in your own business or career. I see. Very interesting. Got it.
I agree. And the financial concepts section is pretty comprehensive, too. Balance sheets, income statements, cash flow statements. They explain it all in a way that's actually, you know, understandable, even for someone who's not like a finance whiz.
For sure. And the case studies show you how to apply that financial knowledge. For instance, the Engine Co. case from Bain, where they're considering selling off a business unit. You have to analyze the market, understand the financials, and then come up with recommendations. It's a real-world scenario.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around the Engine Co. case. The automotive market is changing so fast with electric vehicles and all that. It's tricky to predict what will happen.
You're right, and the casebook highlights these challenges, like the innovator's dilemma. Established companies get so focused on their existing customers, they miss the disruptive technologies that can put them out of business. It's a cautionary tale.
Interesting point. They also talk about different kinds of innovation, not just product innovation, but also process and business model innovation. That's key for staying ahead of the curve.
Indeed. And they even include a section on different market entry modes, like if you're expanding internationally, do you export, license, form a joint venture, or set up a subsidiary? It's a crucial decision.
You hit the nail on the head. That's exactly what the Schoeke AG case from Roland Berger is all about. The company makes these fancy chocolates. They're considering expanding into Germany, but they have to figure out the best way to do it. It's a tough call.
Exactly. I feel like we should wrap this up before our heads explode with all this amazing business knowledge. But seriously, this Casebook 2019 is an incredible resource. I highly recommend it to anyone interested in business, consulting, or just improving their strategic thinking skills.
I couldn't agree more. It's definitely going on my bookshelf. It's a must read.
Thanks for tuning in to Nutty's Show, and we'll be back again next week discussing more about cooking, technology, and apparently, business cases. Until then, goodbye from Nutty's Show.
Bye-bye.